countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
But first, this week has been a tough week, a week when COVID brought an old Greek word into everyday talk with the new variant Omicron. At times like this, there is something particularly comforting about tradition. The tradition of the toy show with all those joyous children on the telly last night, or the traditional smells and flavours of Christmas baking. Peter Ward and his wife Mary are in their 40th year in business in their Country Choice shop and cafe in the heart of Nenagh in County Tipperary. They're busy all year round, but they're particularly busy coming up to Christmas as demand for their legendary puddings is high. The recipe they used was a gift from a customer way back in 1982, the year that they opened their shop. But whatever recipe you see, Peter Ward explained to me, the secret to a great pudding lies in making it by hand and by using truly excellent ingredients. They source theirs from around the world, as he showed me when I visited Nenagh this week.
The first thing, there's a great golden raisin all the way from South Africa. It offers colours and it's tart. The best currants in the world are the smallest currants in the world. Those are also South African. They're a very high grade. They're very soft, no residual sugar, and they don't taste like grit. Now, the next ones we have are the very famous Five Crown. Five Crowns is the value. 3 crowns, 4 crowns, 5 crowns. Mm. The highest value of an Australian sultana. Again, dried out in the open air, hand-picked grapes, and a wonderful flavour. So the next thing we have is some Spanish figs, wild, picked off the trees, dried on the trees, and certainly some Christmas cake recipes. I'm not sure if it's Mary Berry or Delia, but I know some of the Theodora Fitzgibbon recipes call for figs in them, some of the very rich ones. Now, probably one of my great favourites in the shop are these black cherries from Pedrengo in the north of Italy, an Amarena cherry. In Italy, they mix them up in a cassata with some vanilla ice cream and eat them. And for us, it's very much a part of a fruitcake here. I suppose my favourite of all is this mix of dried peel, because there's no doubt about it, mixed peel is a hate thing for many people in a cake. It would stick in your teeth and it's a bit hard by times. But this mix here that we make up ourselves, it's got glacé mandarins, it's got angelica, it's got whole lemon peel, and the lemon is French. The orange peel is Italian. The angelica comes from France as well. We've glacé apricots here, like you'd get if you're in Fauchon or Hédière today in France. And then we've a little bit of pineapple in it, and we have some melon as well. And that's our mix for our mixed peel.
Are apples from Care, from down the road, they're the only Irish produce that you have?
Yeah, of course you'd have the butter, you'd have the eggs, you'd have the bread, you'd have the Guinness, you'd have the brandy, you'd have the grated carrots, you'd have lots of things like that as well.
So we have the ingredients, what happens next?
Well, I generally bring them in that back door on a wheelbarrow from my warehouse. Anyone see me crossing the road, I'm forever crossing that road in a wheelbarrow. And I deposit them into the kitchen. This is the kitchen. It's really and truly, it's the heart of the house in terms of production. You'll see it's a bigger space. Now, the oven is on, there's puddings cooking there. I'm going to hand you over to my great friend Mary McDonough, or I'll work with her. She is the officer in charge, along with my wife Mary, for the puddings, and she's going to do a dry mix followed by a wet mix of Christmas puddings.
Now, Mary McDonough,
yes,
this is your moment. You're going to teach me how to make a Christmas pudding.
Mary played camogie for Dublin, Marty.
Oh, excuse me, an all-star hurler, camogie
no
star.
I wouldn't tussle with her today, Marty.
Well, Mary McDonough, former Dublin Camogie star, away you go. Tell me what to do.
So we'll start with our flour first. We'll throw this in. And then our almonds.
Right.
And then our coconut. And then our ground almonds. So we give that a mix.
And you're doing this by hand
It's all done by hand. Then we add our mixed orange zest of orange. We add our special mix of spices. It's our own. It's a secret ingredient, our spices. It's not something we buy.
So it's mixed. I can smell it here.
Can you smell it?
I can, yeah.
And then we add our fruit. So we have our raisins, our sultanas, and
all
our corns all going in.
All right.
And they're mixed together.
Peter was telling me that everything is done by hand. How important is it?
Hand.
How important is that?
Because you get the feel. You get the feel, you break down. It's just unreal. I know you won't have great nails after it, Marty. They're all peeled. But it's done by hand. You get a feel for the mix when you do it. Then we add our lovely brown sugar.
Right.
Do that again. Tomatoes. Now we have our grated carrot, which goes in.
It smells lovely without it ever being cooked.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't it?
And then we add our pea. And then comes our Guinness. And then our drop of brandy goes in. Then we have our treacle.
God, everything is going into this.
Yeah. Mix that together. Then we have our orange juice. That goes in. As you can see, Marty, but it's a good workout. I'll tell you, your shoulders would be quite sore afterwards. You'd need a massage from Peter if he was around, but he's not. He's not. Mary probably gets that.
I'm sorry, we don't provide those facilities as employers.
But she ran my shop in the milk market in Limerick for 10 years,
yes.
And there was nobody ever could contradict her on soccer, rugby, off the four corners of the world, hurling, camogie, motorsport, anything that ever was, Mary had an expertise on it.
Have I an interest in it?
Yeah.
And when you have an interest, you have you know about it.
And Mary, changing subject for the moment, will Tipperary win the All-Ireland in 2022?
I don't know about Tipperary winning the All-Ireland in 2022. I hope Galway's does. Because I'm from Galway originally, and we have the Kilkenny man gone over to train us this year.
Now she's a big smile.
He always hated him, but anyway, but he's back now to help us.
Henry Shefflin is going
to
Galway.
Henry Shefflin is going to Galway.
And Mary, would you know
now? So the eggs now going in after that.
Okay, now before you put in the eggs, would you know through the feel of your fingertips and your hand whether that's coming together nicely or not? And would you know it?
Yes.
And what kind of a feel would you have to have?
You'd have to have that it was well mixed. There was no lumps, you know, everything was mixed in. So then the eggs would go in and...
You're good at breaking the eggs, Mary.
Yeah, I break many eggs. Now, sometimes we use duck eggs as well. They give a nice light feel to it.
Oh, here's the recipe.
Duck eggs.
Where am I? Yeah, this is our 1982 book.
This is when you started.
Yes.
And the Christmas pudding, was that given to you by somebody?
That recipe was gifted to us in the first year of our business from a customer. And we have altered it and adjusted it a little bit. The principal adjustments really were that it was a recipe with Smithwick's barley wine. We reluctantly moved over to Guinness, but it turned out to be wonderful. Another great change that took an awful lot of consideration on parliamentary meetings in the House was, would we drop the suet?
Right.
Would we drop the suet? So we went into the butter and we moved over. It comes up the road from Arabon on a trolley. But we love butter.
And with the breadcrumbs, Peter.
Yeah, they're in there, yes.
So now, Marty, that's it coming together.
Right.
So then we get our 2 pounds... tins.
What's the sound of the Christmas pudding?
Lovely mix, the lovely sloppiness of it. Like,
I mean,
it's just lovely. Now,
the sloppiness and the smell.
Smell of orange.
We have one nearly ready to come out of the oven.
Well, before it does, Mary, do you think the skills and the talent that you have and that Peter's wife had over the last 40 years, do you think that's a dying art, that the next generation will continue on what you're doing here by hand?
I don't think they will, to be honest with you. They love to eat it. Now, I'll talk about my own daughter. She loves Christmas pudding. Do you think she would make that?
No.
It's sad, really.
Yeah.
But they'll eat somebody else's Peter's, so somebody will have to continue to do that. They know the shop-bought one is nothing like the homemade one that we get out of here. They do appreciate that, and maybe in time they will go back to, you know, they've seen it. We all went back to what our mothers did, really, at the end of the day, didn't we? We always thought about, you know, that's the way Mammy did it. So probably will. We pass on, anyway, I pass on my skills. I tell them there's nothing like the best fruit, the best... you know, that's what you put in, you get out of your food at the end of the day, and it tastes well.
The smell is just fabulous. I've seen what Mary McDonough did. How about the oven? Because okay, it's quite warm in here.
The oven is, oops, absolutely. Big steaming oven here, Marty. Here we are, and we just take out this pudding. Mary, come over here and taste this and see. Now, that's the pudding just out. It's domed. Oh, look at this. Look, absolutely beautiful.
It does look beautiful.
Can you smell it there now?
Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It's light in colour now. Do you notice? It's light in colour because we don't like... I always describe it as I don't like a pudding that's like a sod of turf.
Yes.
I don't like it too black. So it's quite crumbly. And you, the first thing you're going to taste off this, Marty, fruit, dried fruit.
And, oh, gosh, here comes the spoon and the brandy butter. And getting into the fruit. I love raisins myself, I have to tell you, Mary. It is gorgeous. And that was the taste of Pure Christmas from Country Choice in Nina. Thank you to Peter Ward and Mary McDonough for the warm seasonal welcome. And what is interesting is that two knowledgeable women, Pauline Nevin and Nicola Molloy, are in the shop in the run-up to Christmas to guide you through buying the ingredients for Christmas baking and much more. I have to admit, I really enjoyed my visit to Nina. And you know what? I think I could give making a Christmas pudding a rattle. Not too sure what way to come out, but we'll give it a try.